Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Creating a Mindset for Success. I'm your host, Karonda Glover, and we're going to go ahead and get started. Remember, we did 5 days of why mindset mastery is vital to your success, and I gave you 5 important keys, and I also told you we were going to be going over it in more in depth. The second one, which is formulating a winning perspective, is one that's very important to me, because you know, when it comes to success, there are few things more valuable than perspective. How we choose to attach meaning to events and circumstances has a profound effect on whether we view our glass as half full or half empty. Remember, we talked about that last week when we went through just a little bit of formulating a winning perspective. So, how to develop a winning mindset? Well, let's see. All of us have heard, you know, the motivational phrase, plan to win. Well, I believe in approaching our lives and work with this philosophy. What happens when we don't win? How do we stay encouraged and engaged? It seems to me that, you know, as we play to win, we can also play to learn. Plan to win, goals are usually defined as success, victory, or mastery. While it is vitally important to measure our ability to achieve, we also need to identify methods to stay motivated when our results fall short. This is one that was kind of close to my heart, because a lot of people have a hard time with self-esteem and then developing that winning perspective. They kind of go hand in hand. As I said, how you see the glass is half empty or see the glass is half full. I thank you so much for tuning in to this episode today. Wasn't going to be before you long, but I just wanted you to get a little bit more in depth on formulating a winning perspective. And when I told you about the play to learn, you know, plan to learn goals are based upon your performance. Regardless of results, you evaluate these particular goals by asking questions such as, have I bettered my best? Since you are comparing your current performance to past performances and measuring improvement, this type of mindset goal is entirely within your control. Even when you don't achieve an outcome goal, you can maintain motivation by achieving a playing to learn goal related to the same area. Look at the times in your life, you know, when you fail. Would you take that experience back in exchange for the lessons you learned? Likely, the future success you have had can be partially attributed to the wisdom you gained from your previous setback. You win every time when you play to learn. So think about things you've gone through in your mind, what lessons you learned. You know, when you were a child, you rode a bike and you were trying to stay up on that bike. As you were learning to ride that bike, you fail. Everyone always falls. First time getting on a bike without the training wheels. You saw what the problem was. You corrected that problem. You dusted yourself off. You got back up on the bike and you started again. See, if you hadn't fallen but failed at that particular task, you wouldn't have learned what you needed to do to keep going forward. So I thank you very much for joining us for another episode of Creating a Mindset for Success. And tomorrow we're going to go a little bit more in depth with the third key that I explained to you all, which was harnessing drive. And we're going to see what kind of drive that we can harness out of ourselves and go a little bit more in depth, because we really, really need to try and push ourselves. Thank you again for joining. I'm your host, Karonda Glover. And remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.